KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Milton Doyle scored 28 points, and Loyola defeated Drake 70-60 in men's college hoops last night. Devin Turk added 14 points, and Christian Thomas and Jeff White had 10 apiece for the Ramblers, who snapped a two-game losing streak by shooting 50% from the floor. They also picked up 15 points off of turnovers. The Bulldogs, who lost their fourth in a row, got 19 points from Richard Carter and a dozen from Aaron Hawley, while Jacob Enval Jensen grabbed 11 rebounds. The Bulldogs fall to 10-7 overall. They're 1-4 in the Valley, while the Ramblers are 7-10 overall, 2-3. In Missouri Valley Conference play. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops last night, Gary Harris scored 14 points and number 4 Michigan State beat Northwestern 54-40 for their ninth straight win. The Spartans are 16-1 overall. They're 5-0 in Big Ten Conference play. It was hardly an easy night for the Spartans as they overcame a sluggish start and pulled away down the stretch. Even though they struggled in a big way from outside, they were just 2 of 16 on three-pointers, with Harris missing all 6 and Keith Appling going 0 for 3. Harris did have 4 steals, while Appling managed to score 11 points. Michigan State was without one of its top players, a 6'10" Adrian Payne, missed his second straight game with a sprained foot. Elsewhere around the top 25, ninth-ranked Oklahoma State walloped TCU 82-50. The Cowboys are 15-2 overall as Marcus Smart led the way with 20 points. 10th-ranked San Diego State went to 15-1 with a 68-60 win over Fresno State. The Aztecs have won 14 in a row. Jay Crockett had 19 points as Texas Tech beat number 12 Baylor 82-72. Chaz Williams had 26 points and 8 assists, and Derek Gordon made a go-ahead layup with 8 seconds left as number 16 Massachusetts held off George Mason 88-87. And also last night, number 24 St. Louis won their first game since they broke into the top 25 for the first time as they held off St. Bonaventure 66-60. Well, the 13th-ranked Iowa State women dropped their second straight home game. The Cyclones made only 2 of 20 from three-point range last night in a loss to West Virginia, 73-59. Hallie Christofferson led ISU with 21 points.
I really feel bad for Hallie. The kid played her guts out tonight and got no help whatsoever, which is disappointing. But, you know, they made shots that they normally don't make. They're not a good three-point shooting team. But when you give them the ones we gave them, almost every offensive rebound they got led to a three-point shot.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fentley. It was the second straight poor shooting performance at home for the Cyclones.
Maybe just one of those weeks where the magic of Hilton didn't help our shooters, but no excuse for it. I think it's the second game in a row again. Our guards just got torched, which is disappointing in a lot of ways. But West Virginia is a better team than us. You know, they're better coached than us. And we got a lot of work to do, obviously.
ISU falls to 14-2 overall. They're 3-2 in the Big 12. The Cyclones will visit Kansas State this weekend. In the NBA last night, a busy slate of games. It was Philadelphia over Charlotte 95-92, Chicago outlasting Orlando in triple overtime 128-125, Washington beat Miami 114-97, Boston over Toronto 88-83, Houston beat New Orleans 103-100, Memphis over Milwaukee 82-77, Sacramento beat Minnesota 111-108, San Antonio downing Utah 109-105, Phoenix over the LA Lakers 121-114, Portland beat Cleveland 108-96, the LA Clippers topping Dallas 129-127, and Denver over Golden State 123-116. In the National Hockey League, Toronto in a shootout, a 4-3 winner over Buffalo. Pittsburgh beat Washington 4-3, and Anaheim clobbered Vancouver 9-1. Iowa State says the defensive line coach Curtis Bray died yesterday morning. He was 43. Bray, a former star linebacker at Pittsburgh, spent the past 5 seasons working under coach Paul Rhodes with the Cyclones. Bray grew up in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and graduated from Pitt in 1992. He coached at Duquesne, Western Kentucky, and Villanova, and then later worked with Rhodes at Pittsburgh. Bray also coached at Temple before joining Rhodes' first staff at Iowa State. Auburn's Gus Malzahn has won the Paul Bear Bryant College Coach of the Year Award. Malzahn led a remarkable turnaround in his first year at Auburn, taking the Tigers to the BCS title game a year after they went 3-9. Auburn came up just short in the championship, with Florida State scoring a touchdown with 13 seconds left to pick up a 34-31 win. Well, the Denver Broncos might turn to an aging 12-time Pro Bowler as their answer at cornerback in the wake of a season-ending injury to starter Chris Harris Jr. If that's the case, Champ Bailey says he's ready for whatever they want me to do. That's how I prepare. Harris tore his left ACL in Denver's win over San Diego on Sunday, the latest of five defensive starters to land on IR for the 14-3 Broncos, who host the 13-4 New England Patriots Sunday for the AFC title. Bailey, a 15-year veteran, played in a career-low five games this season because of a nagging left foot that he originally sprained in mid-August. He played the final two games and the divisional playoff in the slot, leaving Harris and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie on the outside. Well, the Minnesota Vikings have hired Mike Zimmer to be their new head football coach, according to a person with knowledge of the process. The former Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator will be the ninth head coach in the franchise's 54-year history. He replaces Leslie Frazier, who was fired December 30th after the team finished 5-10-1 this season. Zimmer has been an NFL defensive coordinator for the last 14 seasons, including six with the Bengals, and he's interviewed for several head coaching vacancies in recent years, including this month with Tennessee. To baseball, where a person familiar with the deal says pitcher Clayton Kershaw has agreed to a $215 million seven-year contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. That makes the two-time Cy Young Award winner baseball's first player with a $30 million average annual salary. Kershaw receives the most lucrative deal for a pitcher, breaking the mark of $180 million set by Justin Verlander last March for his seven-year deal with Detroit. The average annual salary of $30.7 million tops the previous high of $27.5 million set by the New York Yankees' Alex Rodriguez as part of a 10-year agreement in December of 2007. Elsewhere, a person familiar with the decision says Charlie Manuel has agreed to return to the Philadelphia Phillies, accepting a position offered to him the day that he was fired as the manager. The 70-year-old Manuel will be a senior advisor to Phil's GM Ruben Amaro Jr. The Arizona Diamondbacks and right-handed reliever Josh Colemanter have avoided arbitration, agreeing on a $2.425 million two-year contract. Colemanter was 5-5 with a 3.13 ERA in 49 games last year. He led all National League relievers with 92 innings pitched. New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter, limited to 17 games last season due to injury, says he will probably start his on-field work on Monday. The Yankees captain will turn 40 in June. And Baseball Hall of Famer Paul Molitor says that the process for inducting new members of the Hall of Fame is due for an overhaul. Molitor, who went to Cooperstown on the first ballot back in 2004, was in Waterloo this week as part of the Minnesota Twins' winter caravan. Molitor says that it's time to change how people are chosen for the Hall.
I think the system needs to be tweaked for a few reasons. Number one, with the overload of the ballot because of certain circumstances of PEDs and other issues that have gotten it really crowded, I think to limit the voters to 10 votes has become problematic.
Well, Molitor also says that having sports writers do the majority of the voting is an aspect of the process that should change.
Print media not being quite the same, newspapers, you know, the business has changed, qualifications have changed, and there's just people that maybe don't have quite the knowledge of all the players. They rely on other people, and I don't know if that's quite. So maybe we'll have to look at the criteria for eligible voters as well.
Well, that said, Molitor isn't sure that former players need to have a larger role in the selection process.
Not necessarily. I think the system has worked overall, but I think it's time to look at maybe make some adjustments, because even guys that get overlooked for 15 years, they still have another chance coming through the expansion era committee. So hopefully we'll get it right.
Molitor is joining the Twins as a special assistant coach this season. He began his professional baseball career as a member of the Burlington Bees back in 1977. That's Check of Sports this hour. Don't forget, we have high school basketball for you coming up tonight as Cam will visit Adair Casey in Rolling Valley Conference play. It's a girl-boy doubleheader, 6 o'clock for the girls, and the boys will follow. We'll have both games for you live on KJAN, AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can stream it live on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphones as well with the KJAN app. And we'll also be providing free streaming video for you tonight of the basketball games on the TV page at KJAN.com. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.